Human evolutionary progress depends on the strong getting stronger. But there's another side to this coin. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we're looking at 19th century German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche.
John, Nietzsche promoted a godless outlook on life, and he made no apology for supporting the needs of the few over the needs of the many. This was necessary to ensure human evolution was going in the right direction, and survival of the fittest is the mechanism that facilitates this upward trend. The problem? The weak have to be weeded out to prevent them from undermining the process.
Weeding out the weak in society kind of paints a picture, and not a very pretty one.
John, it's the stuff of nightmares. The world has witnessed those who promoted this ideology. It scarred the landscape forever. Yet Nietzsche's philosophy helped set the stage. Listen to his words. What is more harmful than any vice? Practical sympathy and pity for all the failures and all the weak. Christianity.
So he was particularly scathing about Christianity then.
John, Jesus' life modeled love and compassion for the poor. It's no coincidence that schools and hospitals around the world were founded by followers of Jesus. Christianity is not promoting survival of the fittest. It's showing love and compassion to the weakest, and that's a very different worldview. In the words of the Apostle Paul, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others.
Reason Why with Alec McClellan. It's ultimate truth for ordinary people. Been to our website lately? Check it out, reasonwhy.org, reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.